It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
All right, here we go. Quitting time on your Wednesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Baird, Marcus back with you. The Top 5 at 5 brought to you this afternoon by National RX. Marcus Young, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. Number one, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, says that evidence that he has seen calls for at least a full-year suspension for Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson, who currently is on a 6-game suspension after it was given by Sue Robinson earlier this month. Well, the NFL has formally appealed the suspension and will be having appointed Peter C. Harvey, a former New Jersey Attorney General, take a look at the appeal. Quote from Roger Goodell is that the evidence, we've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence. There were multiple violations that were egregious, and it was predatory behavior. They are looking for the full suspension, while Deshaun Watson, as Barron noted earlier, is going to be the starter for the preseason for the Browns.
I mean, you can't make this up. And
Cleveland fans, I just wonder, when did the Haslams buy them? Oh, 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah. Was their first year the Manziel year, too?
Do you think they knew what they were getting when the Haslam spot, just the constant dysfunction?
No
hope of ever just having, you know, you look at the Patriots, the Rams, the Steelers, the Packers, franchises that are routinely in the playoffs competing for championships, no drama. You don't even know who the owner is for some of these teams. You just show up, get things done, and win. The Browns, the Haslams, the focus is never on the field. It's never on football. It's always on something else. And you could say, well, what does Jimmy Haslam have to do with Deshaun Watson going all, you know, whatever you want to call that, having a massage fetish? Well, nothing, but you can deal with it firmly. They went out and signed him afterwards, first of all.
They hired him.
They
hired him, Russ.
They brought him into their fold, and then ever since, they've mishandled it pretty much every step of the way. It's what they do. They make the wrong decision.
They always seem to make the wrong decision.
Always. It's uncanny. Any situation you think, all right, what's the right thing to do? What's the wrong thing here to do? Haslams will inevitably do the wrong thing.
Always. Number two, a decision has been made to not allow the LIV Golf members into the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. The court proceedings, which happened yesterday, was when a federal judge in California denied a temporary restraining order to 3 suspended PGA Tour members, which include Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones, and Hudson Swafford, who signed with LIV Golf, who wanted to play a part of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Well, they will not be a part of it.
Tired of talking about the LIV Tour. I got nothing to say here.
I mean, it's, you know, unfortunate news that's going to just keep coming around.
Yeah.
Because more and more people keep joining.
Yeah. Football can't start soon enough.
I completely agree with you. It's, it's getting frustrating. At number three, former NFL running back Frank Gore was charged with a simple assault after a domestic violence incident in New Jersey. After an alleged...
What was it with the former running backs? Frank Gore? Did you see Marshawn Lynch's DUI?
Yeah, he got in a little bit of trouble. Yeah.
Did you see the mugshot?
No.
Oh.
You're talking like Nick Nolte bad?
Hammered. Like, cannot keep his eyes open.
No.
Just absolutely blitzed. Looked like Cody McClure after a 3-day bender.
So apparently this happened in Atlantic City on July 31st.
Great.
for a report of a domestic violence dispute. There was a 28-year-old woman who was speaking to hotel security about it. While the officers did not observe any signs of injury and no complaints were filed, an investigation has been resulted into the 39-year-old running back.
By the way, I'm glad Cody McClure is coming back to talk sports. If you missed that announcement earlier in the week, soon we could start mixing it up with them again. I'm tired of punching down at these clowns and three and out, think they can step to the drive. It's about time we have a worthy opponent in the building once again with whom to wage war.
What do you put the over-under at? Number of weeks before Cody gets into trouble.
He's already done something terribly inappropriate. We had a female guest in the other day. He left me the most lewd and vulgar message on my desk for like anybody to see.
It was in your drawer, dude.
Yes, is very.
I had to talk him down. He was just gonna put it up on the bookshelf.
That's what I'm saying.
Remember the old days when we'd come in and there'd always be a note from. The shows would leave notes to each other on the dry erase
messages
board.
Of encouragement.
Yeah.
I have questions, but I'll ask off air. Number four, the vice president and general manager of the Detroit Lions, Al Avila, is out.
Who?
After 22 years of service.
Al Avila?
I think that's A-V-I-L-A. When have I been?
Oh, his first name is Al.
Yeah.
Al Avila.
Yeah, that's why my tongue got twisted.
In Detroit, Michigan.
Yes.
What you're saying.
The Detroit Tigers. Detroit, Michigan. The Tigers done fired their GM.
That's Marcus Young.
After nearly 22 years of service, the organization, they decided that they needed to move on. It's been rough for the Tigers of late.
Poor Al. Out of a job today.
Of late? You mean since 1984? Did they win a World Series? Did they win one with Verlander and Miguel Cabrera and those guys 10 years ago? This is my baseball not watching period that only recently ended.
Well, I think they got close because I think they ended up blowing up the team after spending a bunch of money. The last time they had a World Series title was 1984.
Okay, so yeah, since 84. Anyway, so continue.
That just, you know, just came down hot off the presses. Didn't know if you wanted some MLB news.
Hot off the presses.
Always.
It's a good one.
Thank you. And finally, number five, an overturned truck spills Bud Light onto a Kentucky highway.
A waste of good beer, huh?
Seems as though they might be crying.
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
How many of those hill jacks you think scramble down there with sponges and towels.
Exactly.
Soak it up and wring it out in the buckets.
Or the Simpsons when the beer truck exploded. It was raining beer. Chief Wiggum, all units respond. We need pretzels. I repeat, lots and lots of pretzels.
The Louisville Metro Police had a truck overturned about 8:50 in the morning on Wednesday. Hundreds of beer cans that spilled onto the highway median when the and it was all, just all Bud Light all over the Gene Snyder Freeway. If in case there's any still over there, people can head that way, pick up a couple free Bud Lights. But yeah, I the pictures of it is what's funny to me, is just seeing all that blue just everywhere. All of them crawling out of the coal mines to go get a couple drinks.
Marcus, that's so inappropriate and rude. Coal miners work hard and are worthy of our respect, and I won't sit here idly by while you just chastise and paint with a broad brush. It's not what we're about here on the drive.
Family
please.
Show.
Please.
Marcus.
I'm just saying they deserve a free beer. That's all, you know.
Thank you, Marcus. Yeah. That is the Top 5 at 5 brought to you by National Rx, Farragut's neighborhood community pharmacy located at 11134 Kingston Pike. Have you asked about the sleep-enhanced CBD oil from Ananda Professional? You can order online anywhere in the great state of Tennessee. Just go online to nationallawrex.com. Now, you will have to call. Find the number online there and call them up. Say, hey, I heard about it on the drive. Tell me about the CBD sleep oil that you got there. They'll tell you about it, and you can buy it, and they'll ship it straight to you. Just be sure to let them know you heard about it right here on the drive. Fan Run Radio, Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. All right, good conversation there. Are we through? Did we get through all the calls? there? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
We did? Okay. Good conversation about why we became a Tennessee fan. If you want to go back and relive the glory there, it started at the end of the first hour, and we talked about it a lot last hour on the show. We're getting you set up for what you talk about, Champions League. The final qualifier will be crowned coming up here in just a few moments. If you're just joining us, had a great chat with Adam Sparks of the News Sentinel in hour number one. And we talked to him about Tennessee football in an article he has written at KnoxNews.com about Hendon Hooker. You can go back and check that out as well.
I had a quick topic question I wanted to ask before we got into what you're talking about. Did you happen to see the Aaron Rodgers interview with Barstool? With
no,
Big Cat?
I saw he was on there. How is he doing that in the middle of training camp? Did he have to fly to New York to do that?
No, they actually went to Wisconsin to do it, and he was like, it was in between practice. The reason I bring it up is because obviously Big Cat is a Bears fan. So Rodgers asked him, you know, how does it feel? Like, do you root for me when I'm in the playoffs and losing? And Big Cat was saying that every time he loses a playoff game, that's his Super Bowl, is watching Rodgers lose in the playoffs. So I wanted to ask you guys, it hasn't happened often, obviously, but with teams like Georgia or Alabama, when you see them make it into the playoffs and lose, is that kind of like a little bit of a mini championship for us?
You're basically just asking, what is the biggest sports Schadenfreude moment that we take part in? I mean, that's a hard one because they lose so rarely, and like last year when Alabama does lose, it's to Georgia's benefit, so it's not like we're celebrating as Tennessee fans. I would say, and I'm beginning to wonder if this is something that we need to stop doing or I need to stop doing. Y'all do what you want to do. But the NCAA tournament is the first one that comes to mind, and Kentucky losing to St. Peter's, yeah. And we did an entire emergency Twitter spaces on that. It lasted for hours.
I loved it.
It was, and it was the same day that we won our first round game, right?
Yeah.
Was all that Friday?
Yeah, I think
or Thursday,
it was.
Maybe. I don't know. We won that game.
Our game was Thursday.
Yeah, because we did a long Twitter spaces, and then Kentucky lost, and we went back and did another one. And we're just hanging on the rim, and I just wonder, is it bad sports karma because we end up losing to Michigan the next day, or is Michigan just the better team and we shouldn't – we just do what we do and it has no impact?
I don't know.
Do you believe in the sports karma?
Me? Oh, 100%. I believe that in 98, Philip Fulmer, whatever deal he made at whatever crossroads he went to, deal he made with the devil right before Sterner fumbled that ball and saved our season.
Well, that's not karma.
He used up every damn bit of luck we had, karma, luck, whatever you want to call it, for the next 30 years.
But we've had big moments since then.
We haven't had a season like that around here since then. Closest we got to it's Tony V. I guess Barnes got close a couple times, Pearl.
See, people will tell you, ball players will tell you. Ball player friend of mine tell me that as soon as Jordan Beck started flipping the birds when he was rounding bases, he said that was it. He said we were doomed at that point. He said sports karma, baseball karma.
Well, that and the NCAA sent a crew down there. You mean you heard Vitello? They knew they were gunning for him.
Tony should write a book about that season. Just like dictate it, have somebody crank it out, get it out right in time for next season. Because he alluded to that the last time we talked to him. He said, you guys know like 15% of what went on that weekend. Like, he made it sound like there was all sorts of drama. And he did allude to the NCAA sending spies or something, like basically having the knives out for Tennessee, which shouldn't have mattered. It's still like, hey, man, he might think differently. I think Frank Anderson, Drew Gilbert can't do what he did. Frank Anderson can't come out of the dugout.
No.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
No need to read
It'll
that.
It'll be again. Go ahead and release the tell-all, Tony V. I want to know, man. Sounds like there's some great stories to be told.
Yeah, and we kind of – normally me and you would go, if somebody dropped something like that on us, we wouldn't rest until we had it out of them. I really think they could send me and you to Guantanamo, and we could get the job done as interrogators. But, you know, Tony, we were unable to pull it out of him.
Brad in La Follette is next. What's up, Brad?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well. How are you, sir?
Great. It was funny you was talking about Barstool just now. Did you guys happen to see that they're scheduled to make another stop this season? I think it's the Florida game. Barstool guys coming into town?
Yeah, Bustin' with the Boys are coming through. They're doing a little mini tour, it looks like, from what I saw on Twitter. And, yeah, they're going to be here on September 24th for the Tennessee-Florida game.
That's pretty cool. That's the only game that's the only game I care about this season. I mean, we've got to beat Florida.
It's the only game you care about?
That's the only game that I care about.
Brad, you're setting yourself up for
any other game.
Bro, you can't do that. You can't put all your eggs in one basket like that, Brad.
It's
the biggest game is the next game. Ball State. That's the big game right now, Brad. Nobody believes that.
No, yeah.
Man, I hate to put all my eggs in one basket, but I'm sick and tired of it. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why. I don't know why we continue to make Florida look better than they really are, than they continue to suck the rest of the season after they play us. I don't know, but that's the game I'm going to. I'm jacked. I got my tickets. I'm ready.
Brad in La Follette's got his eye black on. He's ready to kick it off against the Gators right now.
Go Gator.
Hey, I tell you what, Russ, I'm really liking this, what you're talking about, the championship coming up. But I think you need a guest, a celebrity guest official.
No. No, we do not.
And I've got a candidate.
No.
Wait, what?
No.
An official for what? Like, what is the official?
For what you talking about?
Well, what you talking about official to kind of keep his eye on Bear. I think you need to go over to Blount County, get that white-haired guy that does all the Maribel games and bring him to the studio. That way he can keep everything on the up and up. Hey,
he missed it. He says you should go over to... Whoa! What are you doing?
A white-haired man taking shots at me, Brad.
I believe the more... The correct terminology is, quote, that old man.
Old geezer.
That old man. Will he be back this year to officiate the Maryville games?
They didn't like that.
Could he come in here to officiate what you talk about?
I mean, you did not have to deal with some trash. Sorry, I just heard that. Brad in La Follette is...
Said I'd take something out.
He brought up a very good point. Maybe sometimes an official could be needed. We don't know, though.
No, we do know. Everything's gone fine this year. I've abided by the rules. We have the Council of Elders. We don't need Brad chiming in with any of his big brain Brad ideas. Everything's just fine. What I needed was to clear that line, Brad, so that hopefully
big
we can
Brad
get
– Big brain Brad is pretty good.
Will like that. Is the only person we're waiting on now. We're locked and loaded over here.
Will, Plain Boy, where you at?
Show some respect.
Where you at, Plain Boy? Flyer?
Could you show a little bit of respect for our number one seed?
Where you at, Mav?
I know you're partial to Marty Ice, but, you know.
Hey, Lindbergh, jump in here. We're getting ready to roll.
We've got a weird rivalry of fandom between the two of you with Will and Matt.
Between the two? I don't care. I don't care who wins.
Russell loves him some Marty Ice. Loves him some Marty Ice.
I don't care who wins.
You can sit over there and gesticulate wildly at him. I don't care. It doesn't count.
It hasn't even started yet. He's completely unhinged.
I'm not unhinged.
not unhinged.
You forgot
at all,
how
but
microphone works.
He's like, in the span of like 10 days, has surpassed Butler, Wallace, Oric, Collins, Miller, and some of the more obnoxious third seat traits that I hate.
What? Marcus?
Yes.
What's he doing?
He's getting on my damn nerves. It's all right. I don't. He just Just he's got this thing he does. Right, very passive opposition.
Probably from when I brought cookies passive in one day for everybody.
Let's take a quick break. You're milking that for all it's worth. It'd been a week late. Yeah, so, remember when I brought you all those cookies? All right, listen. Bear, we're going to take a quick time out. I want you to take a walk outside, get yourself some fresh air, take a deep breath, calm down. We have made it through this without any sort of controversy or nonsense. We'll see what happens. If Will wins, Will wins. That's fine. We'll work through it. And let's just everybody calm down. Let's play the game and get our third finalist in here. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio, Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. All right, here we go. We have our three contestants locked, loaded, and ready to go. What you talking about, Champions League Day 3? John, Jason, and Will competing this afternoon. The winner will join Nick and Matty Ice tomorrow, maybe, for the championship round. And then we can put all of this behind us for another year at least, and the champion will be the champion.
It's good to be king.
All right, we've got our contestants ready to roll.
Yep.
Let's play the game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
What you talking about?
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 John, Jason, and Will are our contestants today. We will start with John. Good afternoon, John. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, guys. Really nervous.
All right, man. I am too, brother. Just relax. We'll get through this together. Just get as many as you can. You got to. I like going first, I would think, because like there's not a number that you have to get. You just do your best, and the number's the number. Like I think there most pressure is probably on the third guy.
A little bit. The other thing about going third is you know what number you have to get.
Yeah, it's like playing. It's like taking the ball second in overtime.
And, yeah, but it's also got a similar thing. You remember how Tiger, like when they talked to him in a big tournament, he'd tell the announcers like on Friday or Saturday what he thought the number was going to be to win it.
John's like, shut up. Can we play the game, please?
I'm just happy to be here, guys.
Just happy to be there. You go, man. So, just let it all hang out. Let the chips fall where they may, and give it 110%.
That's all we can do.
All right. Are you ready, John?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. This is a former boxer, heavyweight. He's got a grill named after him.
George Foreman.
This is a former running back from Georgia. He's running for Senate now.
Herschel Walker.
This is Jim Morrison's band.
The Doors.
This is the guy who broke Babe Ruth's single-season home run record from the Yankees.
Roger Maris.
Yes, this is a popular search engine.
Google.
Yes, this is a forward for the Warriors, played at Michigan State.
Draymond Green.
Yes, this is HBO's behind-the-scenes football show that just played.
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, this is what happens in tennis when you miss two serves in a row.
Double fault.
Yeah, this is a monument in New York City. It was given to us by France. Lady
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, this is the quarterback for the Rams.
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, this is a rap group from New York. They did Christmas in Hollis and Walk This Way with Aerosmith.
Run DMC.
Yeah, this is a announcer football on Fox with Troy Aikman. He also does baseball.
Joe Buck.
This is what happens when you clean your clothes.
Laundry.
Got it. Did not pass on a single one. Really didn't hesitate on any of them. That, ladies and gentlemen, was impressive.
It was a 13.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. We'll see if 13 is the lucky number for John. Well done, sir. Hang right there. We're going to bring in Jason next. Jason, are you there? Jason.
Here and ready.
Hey, man. All right, you just heard that. That was pretty impressive. John steps up, hits a 13 on the first shot. 13 will put you in a tie. 14 puts you in the lead. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Here we go. Kentucky's football coach, Bob's brother.
Mark Stoops.
This is guitar player for the Rolling Stones.
Pass.
This is the Spartans, the school.
Michigan State.
This is a video game system, not Nintendo, but they had Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sega Genesis.
Yeah, this is a female basketball player in Russia in prison right now.
Brittany Griner.
Yeah, this is a plane movie with Tom Cruise. Fighter jets.
Top Gun.
Yeah, this is Alabama's football place.
Bryant Denny Stadium.
Yeah, this is the highest peak in the world.
Mount Everest.
This is the former Colts coach and the Bucks. African-American coach.
Tony Dungy.
Yeah, this is a soccer player for Manchester United and Portugal.
Ronaldo.
Yeah, this is a candy bar with peanuts and chocolate.
Whatchamacallit?
No, Snickers. Yeah, we were looking for Snickers there. Oh, man, we got hung up on what did we pass on? Was it Keith Richards? Oh, yeah, he knew it, too. Just couldn't find the answer. All right, what did we end up with?
Nine.
Yeah,
Jason,
that was terrible. Ugh.
Well, you had some tough ones in there, too, bro. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
That was tough.
Yeah, freaking Ronaldo. But you got that one. Well done, though. Better luck next time. Thank you for playing. Jason had a tough draw there. Did pretty well with it, but Keith Richards cost him big time there. All right. Let's bring in, speaking of Top Gun, let's bring in Mav here. What's up, Will? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well. I've been confident all week, but John had a couple that I would not have gotten right, so I'm nervous now.
Yeah, John was just like,
he was dialed in.
He was just smooth, man. He wasn't rushing. He was just like an assassin out there. It's impressive. But you get 13 here, and you'll go to a playoff with him. 14 will put you in the lead.
Copy that.
All right. Here we go, Will. Are you ready?
Ready.
Hit it. Former Yankee third baseman next to Jeter.
Alex Rodriguez.
This is a Christmas Carol dashing through the snow.
In a one-horse open sleigh, at Grandma's house we go?
No, the name of the song.
Pass.
This is a college in New Jersey in the Big Ten, Shiano School.
Rutgers.
This is a mode of transportation in a sandwich shop.
Subway.
This is the head coach at Ole Miss right now.
Lane Kiffin.
This is a golfer on the LIV Tour. He married Paulina Gretzky.
Justin Johnson.
This is a gambling town in New Jersey.
Atlantic City.
Yeah, this is former head coach at South Carolina and Florida.
Steve Spurrier.
No, the other one.
Will Muschamp.
Yeah, this is running back and outfielder for Auburn and
Bo Jackson.
Yeah, this is the process center in Philadelphia.
Joel Embiid.
Yeah, this is country singer on the road again, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Yeah, this is Kansas City's baseball team.
The Royals.
This is Cincinnati's quarterback.
Joe Burrow.
This is the ship that sunk.
Titanic.
He didn't get Titanic. I gave the quickest clue I could. He said it quickly. I don't think he got it in. I don't think it mattered. What'd he end up with?
12.
Oh, he was one away.
Did it not matter?
You guys, where did
Jingle bells, bro?
Jingle bells, and then the spur. You threw him a trick one with the spur.
I wasn't even thinking about that, dude.
You've been talking all week, Russell, about how you didn't want me to win.
Stop. I wasn't even thinking about that, man. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I said I don't. I bow out with only mild complaining. So I'll honor my word. Y'all have a good day.
Love that guy. Will needs to call when it's not what you're talking about.
Your mild complaint is Derek Dooley noted, Will. I'm sorry.
What an idiot.
I'm sorry. Mild controversy. Let's bring in today's winner, John. I feel like he earned it, though, man. He had some really tough clues, and he just mowed through them with a calm and dedicated sense of efficiency. It was very impressive. John, congratulations. You have won. You have helped us avoid a kerfluffle with Will tomorrow. So you will be playing against Nick and Matty Ice for the championship tomorrow. Congratulations, John.
Wow, thank you guys. That was the longest minute of my life.
I got a lot of people counting on you, John. A lot of people counting on you.
Whoa. You don't like Matty Ice. Okay, like, first of all, that's unprofessional. You're trying to impact the game. But what about Nick?
He's a fine fella. I'm counting on him, too. One of the two. I want to see Marty Ice go down.
Such a jerk. All right. Thank you. Well done, John. Hang right there. Actually, you don't have to. We've already got your information. We're going to schedule you for tomorrow. Best of luck, sir.
Man, that was...
Wow. That was intense,
that
man.
That was really intense.
That was intense.
Can only imagine how it's going to be tomorrow. And we did avoid the scheduling snafu.
Yeah.
So.
That's good. We get to wrap up the game.
And trust me, at the end, it wasn't even – he didn't get it in.
I just saw Muschamp, and I just think – like, I'm not even thinking about Spurrier, so I'm just thinking Muschamp. How do you describe – how do you describe Will Muschamp? The former head coach at South
coach
Carolina, Florida.
Coach of South Carolina,
and,
but –
and then when he said Spurrier, and it's correct, like, it threw me for a loop, and so, like, I'm
stunned.
Marked
it. That's who I thought you were asking for.
And so – well, if it's Spurrier, I would have just said the head ball coach. But
that's true.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but like, we were just talking about Spurrier during the show.
Yeah, I know it was just bad luck, man.
Yeah,
luck,
but as far as that last one, it was definitely that came in after the buzzer.
Oh yeah. I mean, no doubt. I didn't even finish my suggestion.
Was it Titanic?
Until, yeah, it was.
He was really close to getting it in, but he didn't.
He was nailing them, dude. How? What was John said it was the longest minute of his life. He said they're counting like, no.
There was another one where he lost just a couple of seconds.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of which one that was.
He got it right.
The Jingle Bells was, I mean, if he gets that, it doesn't matter. Like
you all
puts
killed,
up a 15.
Yeah, you two, him not passing.
Was it Rutgers or Subway?
No.
He got A-Rod.
I think it must have been the Jingle Bells one because that took him quite a bit.
Was it Bo Jackson?
No, he got that one quick.
Atlantic City?
No, he got that one pretty quick.
Like I mean.
Yeah, I think it was just those two then.
Yeah.
No, that's all it takes, man. Passing on one and stumbling on another and still.
Coming within one.
Is.
I mean, I'll go ahead and tell you, if you're thinking that you're going to step to Marty Ice, you ain't beating him without at least a 16, I think.
Because Matty Ice ain't passing.
No.
We want to.
And I don't think John's passing either.
No, he's just not as – he's not as practice as Marty is. And he –
why are you calling him Marty, dude? That's so unprofessional, disrespectful, and just lame.
Because he – my Apple – I was DMing the other day, and my Apple spell check recorrected to Marty, and he really thought I was – being disrespectful and calling him Marty instead of Matty Ice.
Well, okay, so that was a mistake, but now you're doing it on purpose. That is really disrespectful.
Nah, it's just kind of funny. Matty Ice is not taking that the wrong way. He's usually aligned with me on most things. I should be cheering him on. This is what you're talking about
you
does
be,
to me.
That's my point. You're
like
arguing
believe
with
it or
yourself
not,
again.
Matty Ice usually takes my side over Russ's, Marcus. Like, he'll DM me. I agree with you. And I've just turned on him like this because this is how crazy this whole thing makes me. I'm still pissed that I can't participate.
You got a horse you're backing in this?
No, he doesn't. Because he's a professional.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I was just curious if either of you had, like, a horse you're backing in this race.
No, absolutely not. He's
completely neutral. Okay. He doesn't care. He'll be happy for whoever wins it.
I mean, I could go both ways. A, it would be cool to just see Matty Ice be the Undertaker here and just at WrestleMania.
Just continue.
But it would also be cool to see somebody take down the champ. I mean,
he's like Nick Saban of what you're talking about now, for being honest. John Wooden, he's starting to reel off. I mean, he's 3-time champion.
Anthony says, the drive being pro Steve Spurrier is why I prefer the morning show. Might as well be smacking your hands together with a gator chomp at this point.
Go Gator.
I just figured if you prefer three and out, dudes, you know, a few sandwiches short of a picnic.
Well, it's the same thing as Matty Ice and Saban. I recognize and appreciate greatness. I still want to beat Nick Saban. I don't particularly like him. When I'm watching Tennessee play against him, yeah, I get redneck mad, but the guy's got six natties. What are you, like, what?
They cheat. It's unfair.
Okay, whatever, dude. Sorry he beat you. Like, it's
Spurrier with me is just, the dude's funny. I hate that most of his, and I don't really find the ones he stung UT with to be as funny as some of it. I mean, but generally Steve Spurrier, he's funny as hell to listen to talk. He says crazy stuff.
The hatred we had for Spurrier circa 1995, 6, 7, 8, late 90s, Spurrier hate, it was so much more intense and so much more bitter and personal than any hatred Tennessee fans might have towards Nick Saban. And I know. There's some people out there, it's Nick Satan, all that stuff. Dude, it's not the same. Because Saban has never talked trash about Tennessee. As a matter of fact, like, it was always pissed me off. Like, I knew we were in trouble when Saban gave the endorsement of Pruitt. And Dooley.
Yeah.
Always talking about how good we are.
Butch was doing a fine job.
It's critical.
Spurrier beat you. Even the 98 game, man. Even the 98 game. I remember being at the stadium, and it just felt like such an uphill climb. Never really believed we were going to win. It was just – and that wasn't even – they had a great defense, but their offense was a train wreck. He's rotating Doug Johnson and Jesse Palmer every play. It's like, what are they even trying to do? And still, they probably should have beaten us. They probably should have won that game, if we're being honest.
Probably. But they didn't.
They didn't.
Because our defense played better than theirs that night.
We had Al Wilson, and they didn't at the end of the day. I mean,
we had the best football player on the field.
But,
I mean, a lot of guys made big plays that night, but, I mean –
It's a long time ago. We won that game. We won the 0-1 game, which was his last game there. And after that 0-1 game, you know, he goes to Washington, and he's not very good with the Redskins. And then he comes back to South Carolina, and he does well there, and he beats us a couple of times, but it's not like the same. It's not like when he was at Florida. We probably had a winning – heck, Butch beat him twice. Butch was 2-0 against Spurrier. Butch never lost to Steve Spurrier. So it wasn't the same then. I'm not saying he was like emasculated, but it wasn't the same thing.
Spurrier. Imagine Spurrier with Butch back in the 90s. He'd have beat him like 60-0.
He was like, when Spurrier was at Florida, he was like some sort of anime supervillain. He'd beat you and then laugh maniacally. Ha, 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 ha. He'd pull the ball away from you like Lucy from Charlie Brown at the end and just laugh at you as you whiff and slip on that banana peel and go head over heels.
And just the fact that he was from 90 minutes away from where.
And you knew in the back of your mind he should be on your team.
Exactly. He talked like us. He still does. He's got that East Tennessee thing.
Brian says,
yeah, well,
the three and out guys are pro Lane Kiffin. At least Spurrier is a winner. That's true. I mean, what do you want? Us to fanboy out over – and we're not fanboying out over Spurrier. We're just having a reasonable conversation, assessing the facts of the matter here. I mean,
the man had game. Still does.
If you want to go to the mat for somebody, at least we're going to the mat for a guy who won a Heisman, a national title, coached in the NFL, great one-liners, great mic skills. Three and out goes to the mat over a dude in Kiffin who's never won anything and a guy in Jamie Chadwell who never will win anything. No offense. No offense to the Chadwell people out there. did Russell just take a completely unsolicited, unwarranted shot at local legend and local boy turned good, Jamie Chadwell? Yes, he did! Bet you didn't see that coming. I'll walk that back a little bit. I like Jamie Chadwell. Hope he does well.
Yeah. I mean, we can't blame Chadwell for Nate's, you know, strange obsession with him. So, those guys.
423 Vol says, if we played Kiffin every year, would he be our next Spurrier?
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably be worse than Spurrier, man.
Yeah.
He's got a bigger mouth on him, and he actually coached here recently.
I don't think Spurrier would go as far as Lane does with some of that stuff. Faint gate, having a team full of faint and go. Spurrier, I just couldn't see Spurrier. I could see more likely him reacting like Saban, telling his team to lay down every damn play.
I don't know. That's a good question.
And do we live in a glass house? Do we ever answer that for ourselves?
What? About the faking injuries?
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum. Yes and no. I mean, like, we do it, but lots of people do it. Lots of teams did it to Tennessee last year. Nobody did it like that. What Kiffin and Ole Miss did was unique, unprecedented, and it has been done since.
Like every play.
Yeah. Like, that was a built-in part of their strategy to the point where, you know, they practiced it. Like, that was part of their game plan. When other teams do it, you kind of get the feeling that it's like kind of a spur of the moment. It's like, man, we really need to blow. Somebody go down. Or it might even be the player's idea. It's like, dude, I just need a break here. I'm just going down. And that sucks, but what Kiffin did was a
very
strategic, calculated effort to manipulate the rules. It was cheap.
Well, sure.
It was cheap. It was worse than Hack-a-Shack. It was cheap. I was told by somebody who the week after that game that knew, had some contacts to the Saban tree, and that Saban was the week after that, couldn't believe that Kiffin did that. That was,
yeah.
He said, I can't believe that,
it's beyond the pale.
Kiffin actually did that. Yeah. Quick timeout. Final break of the evening. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. 546-8200, your number to hop on board. Back to wrap things up after this. Wrapping up the Wednesday afternoon edition of The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. So the championship is set.
Yep.
John, Nick,
Marty
Ice. Matty Ice. Looking forward to it, man. Should be a humdinger tomorrow. See, this is what you do. This is what you do.
What?
I'm supposed to be impartial, and you've actually, because of your little Marty Ice thing, which isn't funny, first of all. It's not funny. But you've actually, now I kind of am pulling for him. Just because I want to piss you off.
It won't really. It's like, honest to God, Maddie's usually, you know, I can count on him for support in my arguments. He's a Bearite. Until he started, you know, strutting around about his three-time championship and his absolute refusal to admit that I got
if you won anything twice,
or once,
you would be beyond obnoxious.
I really don't think I would.
You don't think – no, I think that this whole go-kart racing that the two of you have talked –
I'm humble in victory and gracious in defeat.
I truly believe that if you guys do this whole go-kart thing that you've been talking about, this challenge that you guys have not done yet, if you were to beat Russ, oh, you would never let him live it down.
No. I beat him in NCAA over at the Fan Run Frat House one time, and I never lorded it over him.
I don't think you did.
We played- I beat you in the first game, and then I got involved in the hijinks at the Fan Run Frat House, and then I got bored with it, and you rolled me. We never had the rubber match.
Do you really think that he wouldn't?
No.
That
he wouldn't what?
Like,
talk
I feel
smack
like
if I got one over on you?
Yeah, I feel like if he beats you in that competition.
Because it doesn't matter. I'm going to talk smack at him whether I win or lose. I mean, look at him.
You know the famous saying, Marcus, it's not whether you win or lose. It's how much crap you talk regardless.
Yeah.
Roger will be our final caller of the show. What's up, Roger?
Oh, a whole lot, Russ. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing well, Rog. Hope you are, man.
Yeah, doing fine. Russ, I was wanting to ask you about recruiting. Do you know much about recruiting, Russell?
I mean, I follow it closer than the average fan. I wouldn't call myself a guru or anything like that.
Okay. Well, what I ask you about it is it should be easy to think. Say if we win, I'm not saying we are, but I'm saying if we win, I say if, but say if we beat Pittsburgh early, okay, if we beat them away, you think recruiting would get better or would be even better if we beat, Pittsburgh early away, early game, you think recruiting would get better, would get even better, you think, get better?
I mean, it'll help. I don't think that if Tennessee wins the Pitt game, you're going to see an influx of talent. Here's what's going to help the recruiting. First of all, getting the NCAA investigation completed and behind them. We know what the penalties are, and we're moving forward. That will help first and foremost. If you can get that and you can win at least 8 regular season games, preferably 9, recruiting – you're going to have a really strong 2023 class, I think, borderline top 10 class. And then from there, I mean, you have a clean slate. Yeah. You should be doing really well. If the NCAA thing lingers on past January, you go 8-4, 8-5, lose a bowl game, whatever, worse than that, then it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be kind of what it has been, which is just treading water.
I know Florida going to be kind of not going to be as good this year. If we beat Florida too, if we beat both of them, if we beat Florida here at home, would I help recruiting better? Better if we beat Florida, ain't no Florida won't be as good. I mean, I don't know if it'll be good or not, but if we beat Florida here, would think it help even better? You think better?
Yes. Florida probably the more important game from a recruiting standpoint. You know, we had this conversation about, you know, comparing the Florida game and the Kentucky game earlier in the week. And I think the consensus was the Kentucky game is probably more important than the Florida game on a national scale.
Right.
But the Florida game is more important to this fan base. And I think it's the same thing with Pitt. I mean, Pitt is number 16 in this coaches poll that came out this week. Tennessee's unranked. Florida's unranked. Pitt is the bigger game nationally. You're playing them on the road, second week of the season. That's the bigger game in terms of national impact. But the Florida game is bigger than the Pitt game to this fan base. The Florida game is just – it's everything right now. So, good questions, Raj. Good to hear from you, my friend. Hope you have a great evening. No overtime tonight. This is our final fan run offering of the evening. Something else coming up next. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. For Marcus Young and Bear, I'm Nate Hodges. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.